Finally today, a musical flashback. Ah, those naive little notes take you straight back to the 80s. The band Tom Tom Club emerged after Talking Heads broke up. Genius of Love was one of the new group's first hits. The dance track burned up U.S. dance floors first, then it developed a strong following in the Latin world. The World's Marco Werman has today's global hit.
Genius of Love is kind of like a Jackson Pollock painting. It sounds like a child could do it, and fast. In 1980, ex-Talking Heads Tina Weymouth and Chris Franz were running low on cash, and they needed a hit, and in a hurry. Their label sent them to the Bahamas to make it, but they couldn't start until producer Lee Scratch Perry showed up from Jamaica. Tina Weymouth says that for a couple of ambitious New York musicians, waiting for Lee Scratch Perry was an impossible proposition.
We were very antsy. We were young. We weren't in that Jamaican mode of waiting, and we knew we had to, you know, do something fast.
So, along with the house engineer, they laid down the track themselves.
Drums first, then bass guitar, then I played all the, just to try to start getting a kind of a skeletal foundation for something after the bass was on, was I just played dee-deep, dee-deep.
Hip-hop had already figured out how this cut-and-paste production could yield a monster funk hit, and Genius of Love was one of the first examples of how white kids picked up hip-hop's cue. That was felt, not immediately, but a couple of years later in South America.
Back then, it took a while for the vinyl to hit the DJs and cities like Buenos Aires and Santiago and Mexico City.
Tomas Cookman is founder of Nacional Records, which this year released a new live album from Tom Tom Club, as well as a fresh batch of new remixes of Genius of Love from young Latin artists.
It was amazing how the Tom Tom Club were able to bridge the downtown and the uptown worlds. And they took that same feeling and that same attitude to the clubs of Buenos Aires, to the clubs of Rio, to the clubs of Bogota, Caracas, etc., etc. And it was obvious. I mean, it's an amazing song, and everybody knew it was from the members of the Talking Heads. So it wasn't that you were expecting this amazing funk number to come out from these two very white-looking people.
Yes, white men can jump, and they can funk. And Tom Tom Club showed Latin kids south of the border they could too. When Tomas Cookman's Nacional Records asked young Latin producers for remixes of Genius of Love, they got this cranked-out version from Mexico City DJ Camilo Lara, a.k.a. Mexican Institute of Sound. As Chris Franz from Tom Tom Club says about the track's enduring appeal outside the U.S.,
it might not have charted in the Billboard charts around the world, but it charted in the dance clubs. That's why all those kids from Colombia and Argentina and Chile and Mexico, they wanted to remix Genius of Love because it meant something to them.
One final take on Genius of Love today from Los Angeles-based Ozo Motley. They're north of the border, but cleverly slipped the tune back down to Tijuana. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
That's going to do it for us this week. Our global hits are all online at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Have a great weekend.